music at the slightly later time next Sunday evening of 11 o'clock. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. At 1 o'clock, Music Through the Night with Susan Sharp. But now at a quarter to midnight, it's time for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello. Today I speak with Sue Mingus, widow of jazz great Charles Mingus, and feature a track from a concert set by Swedish trombonist Nils Landgren with the NDR Big Band. First up, Chris Biscoe celebrates the music of Charles Mingus with the album Profiles of Mingus. This is his rendition of All the Things You Could Be If Sigmund Freud's Wife Was Your Mother. Chris Biscoe and All the Things You Could Be If Sigmund Freud's Wife Was Your Mother, from the album Profiles of Mingus, with Henry Lowther on trumpet, Stu Butterfield and Paul Clarvis on drums. And stay tuned for more Mingus when I'm joined by Sue Mingus later on in the program. If you've been enjoying the proms, in particular the Beethoven prom with the Bremen Orchestra, conducted by Paavo Järvi, his brother Christian is founder and director of the Absolute Ensemble. On the latest CD, they tackle the music of Weather Report Supremo Joe Zawinul. Christian and the ensemble worked closely with Joe to represent the musician he had become, not just bathe in the past, and I think they were successful. This is Good Day. Thank you. Christian Yervy and the Absolute Ensemble with Joe Zawinul on his last recording, and that was Good Day, featuring members of the Zawinul Syndicate, Lindley Marth on bass and Paco Seri on the drums. The album's called Absolute Zawinul and is out now on the ACT label. British alto man and band leader Tony Kofi performs at the Brighton Jazz Club on Friday the 17th of September and the Imperial Wharf Jazz Festival in London on Saturday the 18th. Here's Tony in action from his award-winning Plays Monk album and the stunning yet simple Monk composition Coming on the Hudson, where he features bassist Ben Hazelton. Tony Kofi on saxophones and Coming on the Hudson from his Plays Monk album with Winston Clifford on drums and Ben Hazelton on the bass. And Plays Monk is out on the Specific Jazz label. From the music of piano maestro Thelonious Monk to two gifted pianists with a new duet album on Blue Note, Bill Charlap and Rini Rosnes have teamed up to make what I feel is a very engaging recording with well-chosen material and arrangements that communicate musically from start to finish. This is their version of Lyle Mays's Chirino. Thank you. Bill Charlap and Rini Rosnes, and an effective reading of Chirino from their duet recording Double Portrait, out now on the Blue Note label. Herbie Hancock's new project sees him collaborating with artists from all continents and disciplines to bring life to familiar pieces, including John Lennon's Imagine. A particularly enticing track includes the vocal talents of K.S. Chitra and Chaka Khan, the sitar of Anushka Shankar, and the irrepressible Wayne Shorter. This is The Song Goes On. Isn't that a great track? Herbie Hancock and The Song Goes On, featuring the saxophone of the one and only Wayne Shorter, Anushka Shankar on sitar, Chaka Khan and Kaya Sitra on vocals. And there's more Hancock music later on in the show when our concert track from Niels Landgren presents a version of Herbie Hancock's Fat Albert Rotunda. From the new music of an American legend to a local piano talent, Robert Mitchell, and his latest project with his band Panacea. The album is full of carefully crafted grooves, dissonances, and resolutions, much like the music we know Robert is capable of. This is Essence.
Thank you.
Essence from keyboardist Robert Mitchell's Panacea, featuring Deborah Jordan on the vocals and the drumming talents of Shaney Forbes. The new album is called Cusp and out on the Edition label on September 13th. You can catch Mitchell and his band at the Pizza Express Jazz Club, Dean Street, London, on the 13th for the launch of the album. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on DAB Digital Radio. Coming up shortly, I speak with the woman whose energy and leadership has kept the Mingus Big Band and Orchestra touring and spreading the sound and riches of Charles Mingus's music. I'll be speaking with Sue Mingus in a moment. But first, the music. This is Self-Portrait in Three Colours. Mingus Big Band and Self-Portrait in Three Colours from the latest CD, Live at Jazz Standard. And welcome to Jazz Lineup, Sue Mingus.
I'm so happy to be here.
It's good to be speaking to you. Now, we've just heard a track from the 10th Mingus Big Band album recording, six of which have been nominated for Grammys. You've been really keeping the music of Mingus alive for a long, long time now. How did this become your mission?
I don't know that it's a mission, but mm-hmm. I've certainly been lucky to come on board this magnificent caravan of composition. Mm. And Charles left one of the largest legacies of composition in American music, yeah. And it pretty much keeps itself alive. You know, musicians love to play it because of its great freedom and its variety and breadth of expression. And so it's very easy to put together these bands, of which we now have three that alternate at a club in New York City called the Jazz Standard. And this new album was recorded there a year ago on New Year's Eve.
One of the things that really keeps the band alive are these residencies. This is something that's been quite famous for many years, especially with the Mingus Big Band.
Indeed, it gives us an opportunity, as Charles did, to have a somewhat similar workshop situation where new arrangements that are always coming into the band can be woodshedded on stage in front of the audience. And as Charles used to say, and you can't ask for your money back, because he would advertise it, you know, as a workshop.
Right.
And he understood, not only the necessity, because the music is pretty difficult, and it's pretty hard to get musicians to rehearse and to rent rehearsal halls. So it was an opportunity not only to use an audience situation to woodshed these pieces, but he also understood the interest in the process. You know, it can be really interesting to watch a piece come together and stop and start. And you become aware how complex this music that seems to just lope along under its own steam when you witness it coming together in a rehearsal situation. So that's part of the fun.
How did you first become acquainted with Charles's music?
Through Charles. I didn't know anything about his music or about jazz until I met him. I was in a Robert Frank movie in New York, and Robert wanted a jazz soundtrack and had approached Ornette Coleman. And in connection with that, I started going out and listening to jazz and met Mingus at the Five Spot. At the time, I was looking for a job, and he was looking for someone to run a mail-order record company. He decided he was fed up with the record industry, and he was going to once again start his own company. So I actually started working with Mingus. That was the beginning.
This idea of independently released music is something that I know is quite dear to your heart, isn't it?
You know, the reasons for doing this change from decade to decade. One is, of course, you have more control. Two is you have a lot more headaches with it because somebody else isn't doing it for you.
Right.
It's a mixed bag. And right now, I have no idea what the future will hold. I doubt that we'll be releasing any more CDs because the structures have changed. In fact, I don't know how people are going to be getting out their music. Most of the musicians have their own websites now and release their own material. So you tell me if you know what the future holds. What do you think?
Downloading and all sorts of things, that seems to be the way it's going. But it's a sort of untested land at the moment. Tell me some of the things that keep the band and the music out there. I mean, you're obviously planning tours and getting people to play the music and also musicians to writing new arrangements, that which keeps the band constantly evolving.
Well, I yell at them. I tell them their solos are too long. No, essentially what we do is we bring in new arrangements all the time. If a musician is interested in making an arrangement, I always encourage them. We've discovered that our bass player, Boris Kozlov, is a fantastic arranger, and he's brought in a number of arrangements of pieces that haven't been played for 50 years. Boris has made an arrangement of something called Gigi Train and something called Put Me in That Dungeon, and he's working on a piece called Minor Intrusions now that hasn't been performed in decades. So the music keeps moving ahead, and of course the guys, it's constantly being reinterpreted with brand new expressions of the new musicians that are coming into the band. You know, a lot of them weren't born when Charles died.
Now, the next piece we're going to hear is called E's Flat, R's Flat 2, and it features the vocals of Kuwumba Frank Lacey. He's quite a character in the group, isn't he? An intelligent and soulful player, and what a great voice, too.
He's an amazingly multi-talented musician. He studied conducting. He steps up to the plate and conducts frequently. When something is going off the rails, he's a very original horn player, not out of the school of J.J. Johnson like so many are. He really has his own sound, and he's just a marvelous vocalist. He has a beautiful voice, and he's a real original Frank, and he can ignite the whole band. He can set the band on fire with his energy and excitement. This particular tune, E's Flat, I's Flat 2, has lyrics written by Elvis Costello, and he wrote them right after 9/11. We were working on, he wrote a number of lyrics for many of Mingus's pieces, and we were going out to play at UCLA in California when this terrible event occurred at the World Trade Center. And we were on the phone all week long, and Elvis was sending me different versions of his lyrics for these different tunes. And if you listen to the words of E flat, Os flat 2, if it's wrong, it's not right. If it's, it, you can kind of hear a 9/11 in the background. Mm. It's kind of a nightmare, and he hopes he'll wake up in time. You'll hear these words that Frank is singing.
Well, let's have a listen to the track. This is the Mingus Big Band live at Jazz Standard, E's flat, R's flat 2.
By my window, refused to be captured. I hope I wake up in time. Good King Neptune get filled up my street. A sad case tripping up the staircase. Friendly relations and laughing in my head. Gather like gold at the end of my bed. I hope I wake up in time. If you can't, I can't quite. Think again, you can't fight. If you might, that'd be smite. If it's wrong, it's not right. I'll say it once and I'll say it again. Now, forever, now, again. Sound is bending, radio's humming. Who do you love now? Who you damning? Score is obscure, the melody fraction. Stand from the window, refuse to get captured. I hope I wake up in time. If you can, I can't fight. Think again, you can't fight. That you might not be spite. If it's wrong, it's not right. I say it once and I say it again. Life feels a beautiful thing. If you can, I can't fight. Think again, you can't fight. That you might not be spite. If it's wrong, it's not right. I say it once and I say it again. Life feels a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
E's flat, R's flat 2, featuring the vocals of Kwamba Frank Lacey and solos from Conrad Herwig on trombone and Abraham Burton on the tenor saxophone. And that's from the album Live at the Jazz Standard, and I'm joined by none other than Sue Mingus. Sue, how do you manage to keep the members of the band so consistent?
The music is fun to play. It's challenging. Musicians call me all the time and let me know that they're back in town and they're available if they're needed. And that's never been a problem.
You were talking about Boris Kozlov. I mean, he's been a real staple of the band. And he plays Mingus's bass, doesn't he?
He does. He plays his Lion's Head bass.
I mean, that must have been quite something to hand it over to him.
Well, it's kind of leased.
You're right.
Not totally handed over, but right. The musicians say it plays itself. It has a resonance. When you pluck the string, that just waves on and on. It has a wonderful sound.
I wanted to talk to you about education. It seems that the whole culture of jazz has completely shifted. It's altered, and education has become such a major part of it.
Education is certainly important. The more the other opportunities dry up as the economy changes and the culture changes and the opportunities particularly without these heavyweight record companies there to lean on. You know, we have to find new ways of making sure the music lives on.
So one has to get sort of much more inventive in terms of finding ways and outlets for the music and ways to spread it around.
In the Mingus tradition.
Now, you were talking about Boris sort of unearthing pieces that hadn't been played in a long time and bringing new life to it with different arrangements and things. Are there any unheard Mingus recordings or outtakes or things that you have in the archives that we're going to look forward to hearing at some point?
Well, there is a lot of material, and we just have to find the time to figure out how to deal with it. Charles spent a good deal of his time at home at the piano, reflecting, meditating, composing, and just finding the center of himself. Because his mind was so fertile and inventive, and he would get ideas and then forget about them next day. I started tape recording, running the tape recorder when he was at the piano so that he could then refer to it next day.
Right.
We have Sue's changes, for example. You can hear him picking out the notes on the piano.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a project I'd love to do one day, is start off with Charles finding the composition on the piano and then segue to, you know, the full performance in the final professional version of it. But he did an album called Mingus Plays Piano many, many years ago, and it was all improvised. And just to give you an idea, the first piece on that piano album, which was called Myself When I'm Real, was orchestrated for a 60-piece orchestra when Alvin Ailey, the dancer Alvin Ailey, mm-hmm. was choreographing for the Robert Joffrey Ballet. He did an hour of Mingus dances, and that piece was one of them. And those musicians could not believe that this piece had simply been improvised into the piano, because it was so structured and it was a bona fide symphony. So that Charles had that kind of structured, that genius mind. A piece would come out whole,
right, absolutely.
Just out of his head on the plate. So that on these recording tapes, I'm sure there is a wealth of material and compositions when we have the time to transcribe them. So there are many opportunities out there.
Well, it's good. I mean, you can't stand still, can you?
Charles made sure that nobody could just sit back and do nothing with his music.
Well, our final track is the classic Monin, which features the baritone saxophone of Lauren Sevian and the fine piano playing of David Kikoski. But you've also got Jeff Tane Watts playing on the record. Has that been a good addition to the music that you've welcomed?
Jeff loves the music. You know, there are a lot of people that love to sit in with us that aren't necessarily regular members every other week, mm-hmm. and he's one of them, and he's lots of fun to have in the band, and he certainly brought his own great voice to the party.
Well, Sue, it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thanks, Julian.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Mingus classic Moanin', played by the current Mingus Big Band with Jeff Tane Watts on drums, Boris Kozlov on the bass, Dave Kikowski on piano, Randy Brecker on trumpet, and Lauren Sevian taking the baritone role there. The album is called Live at Jazz Standard and is out now on the Jazz Workshop label. Our thanks once again to Sue Mingus for speaking with us. You're listening to Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online, and on DAB Digital. Now to our concert track featuring Swedish funk trombonist Nils Landgren with the NDR Big Band. The recording comes courtesy of the European Broadcasting Union and was recorded at the Fabrik Club in Hamburg, Germany, on the 3rd of October 2009. This is their rendition of Herbie Hancock's Fat Albert Rotunda. Trombonist Nils Landgren with the NDR Big Band and Fat Albert Rotunda. The NDR Big Band are Ingolf Burkhardt, Nicholas Boysen, Thorsten Birkenstein, and Rainer Winterschladen on trumpets. Dan Gottschall, Klaus Heidenreich, Stefan Lottermann, and Ingo Lahm on trombones. Veit Felsch, Peter Bolt are on alto saxophones. Tilman Erhorn and Lutz Buschner are on tenor saxophones. Edgar Herzog is on bass saxophone. Vladislav Sendecki is on piano and keyboards. Stefan Diaz and Andy Pfeiffer on guitar. Ingmar Heller is on acoustic and electric bass. Rasmus Kielberg is on drums. Roland Peel is on percussion. And Jörg Achim Keller is the leader. And the arranger for that track was Stefan Pfeiffer. Well, that's almost us. On next week's jazz lineup, I'll be interviewing Mercury Music Prize nominee Kit Downs. Plenty more jazz on Radio 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday nights at 11:15. This week he has a concert set from American Icelandic power trio Tift. We finish this week's jazz lineup with a track from the brand new collaborative recording For the Ghost Within, featuring the vocalist Robert Wyatt, saxophonist Gilad Atzmon, violinist composer Ross Stephen, and the Sigamous String Quartet. Released on Domino Records on October the 11th, the CD will be officially launched on Tuesday the 12th of October at the Scala Theatre in London as part of the Jazzer Festival. This is their version of the timeless classic What a Wonderful World. Till next time, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see they bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They really say, I love you. I hear babies crying, and I watch them grow. They see much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, but also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They really say, I love you. I hear babies crying, then I watch them grow. They'll see much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful
world. Welcome from me, Susan Sharp, to Through the Night on Radio 3, and a concert from the 2009 Kronborg Chamber Music Festival in Denmark. Kronborg's more familiar to us in England as Elsinore, the setting for Shakespeare's Hamlet. This concert was recorded in the castle church there. The opening music is by Denmark's Carl Nielsen. Two short pieces by Bert Whistle follow, and then to end, there's Schubert's Trout Quintet. Nielsen called his quintet for clarinet, French horn, bassoon, cello and double bass the Serenata in Vano, the serenade in vain, because all the efforts made by the musicians to lure a maid out onto her balcony are useless, so they end up playing for themselves.
Thank you.
Musicians playing Nielsen's Serenata in Varno there were Sharon Kam, clarinet, Radovan Vlatovic, French horn, Per Hannisdal, bassoon, Øystein Sundstad, cello, and Marius Flatby, double bass. The next music by Harrison Birtwistle, two of the nine movements for string quartet, Frieze and Fantasia 4. These nine movements are themselves just one half of a work called Pulse Shadows. In a complete performance, they alternate with nine settings of poems by Paul Celan.
Thank you.
That was the Kuss Quartet from Berlin, with two of Bert Whistle's nine movements for string quartet, itself part of the larger Pulse Shadows, which combines those movements with nine settings for soprano and ensemble of poems by Paul Celan. It's a work that occupied Bert Whistle between 1989 and 96, and it's left to the performers to put the constituent parts together as they wish. The final work from Kronborg is Schubert's Trout Quintet. In this, the pianist is Leif Uwe Ansnes, with Isabel van Keulen, William Coleman, Michael Haknazarian, and Marius Flatby playing the strings.